This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a lush assignment out of the book industry. The media scholar who has studied propaganda in war, who got a deal to write a book about a drink. It's on a single cocktail, the French 75. Humphrey Bogart orders one in the movie classic Casablanca. The cocktail survives with a brand these days linked to New Orleans, but the history and the marketing behind it is even more interesting. The book, out today, was written by John Maxwell Hamilton, a professor at the Manship School of Mass Communication at Louisiana State. Jack, welcome back.
Good to see you.
Why they call this thing the French 75?
This is a cocktail that was born out of propaganda and carries on because it's so easily publicized. It was created in World War I and named after a famous cannon, 75-millimeter cannon, which the French used in that war, and it helped them a great deal because it was the first modern artillery piece. And some people think it actually helped save Paris when the Germans marched in.
So somehow that reference helped give it somehow cachet?
The French were first struggling in the war, and they wanted something that they could hang propaganda on. And because the French 75 gun was so effective, it was a way for them to create this aura about the war and the gun. And then, of course, a whole lot of other things were named French 75s. Cocktail shakers, chocolate spools of cotton, handkerchiefs, cigarette lighters. The French 75 became this name that you use for promotion.
And marketing didn't go out of business after the First World War, and that helped over the years.
You're right. Promotion did carry on. In fact, you could argue that modern advertising and public relations grew out of World War I. The tactics we use now to sell, to brand things, really began in that conflict.
But over the years, it just somehow this French 75 keeps getting new life as people attach their brands to it, attach their names to it.
The drink itself, its history is forgotten, but the name, it has a certain je ne sais quoi. If you order a French 75, there's something about you. You're cosmopolitan. The other side is the drink has managed to reinvent itself over and over again. So the first one had Calvados in it, and it had absinthe and gin. And then the ones that exist today, sometimes they have gin and champagne. There's one in the Atlas Bar in Singapore, and it has creme pêche and salt. So it changes all the time.
Indeed. I keep seeing the statistics that Generation Z, for instance, consuming less alcohol, sober, curious mindset. To be praised, is there a way to do a French 75 that might be non-alcoholic?
I'm sorry to say there is. You can also do French 75 Jello shots. But if you don't want to drink a French 75 that has alcohol in it, go get a Dr. Pepper.
John Maxwell Hamilton is a professor at Louisiana State University and a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Always good to catch up.
Thank you very much, David.